Thank you for listening to KDAC 102.5 FM. My name is Josh Haugen. The Dakota Film Festival is right around the corner. You can still get tickets. I'll tell you how to do that later. And joining us today is Jason Ewert, a regional filmmaker from Bemidji, Minnesota. His film is Feed the Wolf. How are you doing, Jason?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, thank you for joining me. Thank you for taking time out of your day. And again, like I said, we want to talk about your film, Feed the Wolf. But first, I want to know a little bit about you, because all I said was Bemidji, Minnesota is where you're from. So let's hear a little bit about the filmmaker that is Jason Ewert.
Yeah, from Bemidji, Minnesota, born and raised. I would consider myself a non-typical filmmaker. My background is design and corporate videos. But I got a really great chance a couple years ago to work on some films, and I really fell in love with it, and I've been doing it ever since.
So has creative video filmmaking, as opposed to your corporate video work, has creative always been sort of a passion project for you?
Absolutely. It kind of balances out my life really nicely, because a lot of my background is specifically like corporate video and political video. And I don't really get much say in what I put together. It's very strict rules to it. The recipe is pretty much cookie cutter. And with film, I get to do whatever I want, express myself in any way, very freeing. And it's a nice balance.
So I'm sure that's very refreshing for you, because like you said, you don't get any say. And when you go into your own filmmaking, it's you get most of the say, especially when you're the director. That's kind of the point
exactly.
Of being a director.
Right. As a writer, director, I love editing. I love the whole process from beginning to end.
Very cool. Very cool. So Feed the Wolf, that's the film that's showing at the Dakota Film Festival, one of 16 official selections for Friday, April 6th. I'm going to just read the description that you provided for the film as a preview, and then we'll have you talk a little bit more about it. But Feed the Wolf, you start off Bemidji, Minnesota, the first city on the Mississippi River. With its indigenous roots, Bemidji, Ojibwe for a lake with crossing waters, is truly at a crossroad, one of harmony or a road of division. Using spoken word as a driving force, Feed the Wolf is a visual poem based on the past, present, and future of the city of Bemidji, using the analogy of the wolf. So, Jason, tell us a little bit about how this idea or how this film came to you.
Yeah, it started as a poem, actually. I commissioned a poem to create a commercial, of all things, a barbecue commercial. And when I got the poem back, it was too good. And I put it on the shelf, and I had an opportunity to work with Region 2 Arts Council, and they gave me a grant based upon the poem, and I would put footage that I had filmed at the International Wolf Center in Ely, and I didn't know quite how to put it all together. It was very experimental, and so I took events that happened in Bemidji over the summer of 2017. I had footage from the Wolf Center, and I had the poem, and it created itself.
The performer is Big Mo Berg, correct? Is he the one who also wrote the poem?
He is not the one who wrote it. It was a kind of a hybrid rap and spoken word. That's his background. He's a incredible musician here in Bemidji, and he put it together. I would say kind of took the poem and kind of made it his own.
So you use some interesting visual treatments on your film really early on, where there's again, without giving too much away, but what you see is a very thin line to begin with, and that gets wider and wider. Is there a specific reason why you chose to do that?
There's a few different reasons. I put it together because I thought it'd be really cool to show kind of a perspective, and to be able to show it, kind of keep your field of view narrow and very specific. Normal footage is, 1080 by 1920, and I was able to really try to captivate the viewer to look at a specific thing. And on the other hand, as an editor and a creator, I just wanted to make it look very cool. And so putting that together, that's kind of was my choice.
No, it's very interesting. It's something that caught all of our eyes here at Dakota Media Access when we were watching some of the films that were being chosen. It's something that jumped out to us, and it's very specific visual effect that you put on it that makes you the viewer look at something specific. So you certainly accomplished what you were trying to do.
Thank you.
Again, Feed the Wolf is Jason Ewert's film. It will be showing at the Dakota Film Festival on April 6th. 7 p.m. is the start of the event. Jason will be at the film festival to answer questions from our response panel. Thank you for agreeing to come and participate in that, Jason.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm really excited for it.
So again, Feed the Wolf is the film. April 6th at 7 p.m. is the Dakota Film Festival. Jason Ewert is the director. Thank you for joining us here, Jason, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you very much.
If you want to see Jason's and 15 of the other films that have been selected for the Dakota Film Festival, you got to buy a ticket, and they're on sale now. You can go to dakotafilmfestival.org, call 258-8767, or stop by the Dakota Media Access office at 307 North 4th Street in downtown Bismarck and purchase a ticket there. They are $17 in advance or $22 at the door of the event. That's at the Bell Mayhus Auditorium on April 6th at 7 p.m. This is more of a weekend event this time around. On Thursday, you'll have the BSC Arts Quest showing of Little Stones. And on Saturday, we have our matinee event at 3 p.m. in conjunction with the Dakota Film Dash, where all those films will be shown. Again, to get tickets, dakotafilmfestival.org, 258-8767, or 307 North 4th Street in downtown Bismarck. $17 in advance, $22 at the door. We'll see you on Friday, April 6th at the 7th Annual Dakota Film Festival.